Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, four-pack of tickets to join us, Flyers, Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd. We're giving away 2 4-packs, by the way, today. Best two answers we get to the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for. Because to me, it'd be pretty dumb to pay Bryce Harper more money as an apology. Some people want to do it. Think it might happen. Think it could happen. I mean, Kyle's signing off on it. I got Hugh over here saying he thinks it's going to happen. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah,
the
I think
idea.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Paying Bryce Harper more money. How about no? How about no on that? Well, we'll get to some things coming out of the Packers locker room that we need to talk about heading into the game on Monday Night Football. 215-592-9494. Juice is in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, Hugh. What's up, Joe?
Juice. What's up, pal?
What's up, fellas? All right. So real quick, two things. One, I wouldn't be extending Bryce Harper. If I would trade him before I extend him.
You know, I would do. Juice, I would do the same thing. I don't want to trade him. I'm not in the camp of let's get rid of him. I like Bryce Harper on the Phillies. But there's just no way I'm giving a guy with 6 years left on his contract more money.
6 years, and he's on the downside
yep.
of his career.
Yep.
So I wouldn't. He would have to get another MVP or be close to it before I would think about, you know, and it's, extending him. And as far as him having his feelings hurt, I mean, he plays in Philly.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you need to have thick skin. And the crazy part is, Juice, for the most part, he has had thick skin when it comes to us, right? Like, he usually is pretty good about it when it doesn't happen often. But when he gets booed once in a while, he doesn't seem like it bothers him. And he says, I'd boo me too. Like, he seems to have pretty thick skin with the fans. But this obviously is
yeah,
not working.
That struck a nerve.
Yeah, it did.
Is that pandering? I mean.
Maybe.
No?
Yeah, I mean, it could be some of it.
It's being strategic.
Yeah, well, that.
I mean. To me, if you want to be honest about it, it's a strategic move because he knows how this fan base feels about him. And the fact that Dombrowski backed down as quickly as he did
yeah.
kind of lets you know that he still has that kind of leverage, in my opinion. That's kind of how
right.
I look at it.
I hear you. I mean, I get it. So you're going to like my story.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So do you remember Mike Martz, the old coach?
Yeah, the Rams head coach and coordinator
okay.
before that, yep.
He had a bacterial virus in his abdomen. And it's crazy I say that because I got the same thing. So I had this virus in my abdomen, and I was getting pain in my groin area. So I woke up one morning. I go to the hospital, go to the ER. I couldn't even walk. They had to wheel me in on a wheelchair. I get in there. So the doctors come in. They pull up the robe. They checked down there, right? So, like, 3 or 4 different doctors came in and were checking on me. And every time they came in, I had to pull up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then a nurse comes in. And maybe, like, an hour or two later, and she's like, I'm here to check on you. I'm like, all right. she turns around to do whatever. I pull my robe up, you know, and I'm just laying there, everything hanging out. And she turns around, she's like, oh, my God. No, no. I just want to check your vitals.
So you're sitting there in all your glory.
Yeah, yep. And she was not
yeah.
there for that. It was a different
she was,
check.
She was not there for that.
You know, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just, they all came in. They wanted to look. I thought you wanted to look, too.
Yeah, she did not, obviously. Juice, that is a funny story,
wild.
Man. Good story. We appreciate it. All right, Juice. Juice is lucky that just turned into a laugh and not anything
yeah,
worse.
That could have been a
yeah.
That could have been a jail term.
No, but to be fair to him, he's in the hospital, right? The doctors had checked on an area that was in some pain.
But still,
that poor nurse. It's not what you're expecting. You're going in there to check some blood pressure and you see something else. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
How you doing?
Hey, so quickly, Hugh, the Daily Douglas today, it's ironic that you had somebody, I guess they were a Globetrotter, call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remind me of Krusty the Clown with your bets. He bet on the Washington Generals to beat the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's crazy.
That's what you sound like. You're like, oh, yeah, Raiders are going to win tonight.
Raiders money line.
That's what I sound. No,
Piper taking you right off the cliff.
No, you know what, Andy? It's because I'm looking at the fact that I know it was a bad team, but he threw four touchdowns in a losing effort.
And I just Broncos defense?
Yeah, but the Broncos got some injuries, though. They got a lot of defensive injuries,
too. Well, Sertan is out, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a chance. We're just trying to figure out why are we here, Andy? We're trying to figure out a way to sweeten up that parlay.
I'm definitely taking the spread, I'm sprinkling money on it. I'm with you today.
I want the parlay.
I might lay it with the Broncos. You got the Raiders are terrible.
I need to juice this thing up, though. What we got? Brock Bowers, Tutty? Anytime Tutty?
I think the Broncos might have the best defense in the league. I'm not betting any of these bets. Plus, Bronco.
Do you know what's going to happen, Andy? I'm going to sit here if Andy's gone, but I'm going to hit y'all what I told you so. I don't mind. See, like, unlike my brethren, Ike, he don't like to use I told you so.
You do.
Every chance I get.
I know. We live with this.
I'm going to play out an I told you so card. Every chance I get.
Get ready for Hugh Douglas peacocking in if the Raiders keep this thing close.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how are we going to sweeten this parlay?
Plus 430 is pretty sweet on the money line.
No, what I'm saying.
Why are we getting crazy?
You're getting greedy now.
I'm already crazy with the plus 430.
I'm just like, I'm trying to make this thing happen.
Dude, just
plus 430.
Sometimes.
Just take it, too.
Just take the plus 430, man.
I'm going to
keep doing.
So we ain't got no Brock Bowers anytime, we can't put an anytime Tutty for Brock Bowers?
Do that separately.
You could.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, that's fine.
All right, I'll take that.
I'll take that.
Could you imagine if you had Bowers anytime and the Raiders money line? The Raiders money line hits, but you don't get the Bowers touchdown.
You'd feel like crap.
You'd feel terrible.
Because you already climbed the mountain like an 8.5-point dog won outright. Anyway, can we check in on the Packers as we get set for the game on Monday night? Let's start with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, listen to this. This was about their performance against the Panthers last week, but I was wondering if there was a veiled shot at Jalen Hurts in here. Let's listen to Micah Parsons talking about the Packers and the Panthers a couple weeks ago.
It's difficult when, you know, I think they had two total dropbacks all game. Everything else was like 1-2 and slides. I mean, it's tough. They had two dropbacks all game. Like, I mean, they threw 100 yards. So, I mean, if we lose a game like that in the NFL, like, we just didn't play good. Like, not too many quarterbacks is going for 100 yards and winning the game.
So
I think it's a compliment. Like, I heard you talking about the 100. Not too many quarterbacks can throw for 100 and win.
So he was referencing the Bryce Young last week. They beat the Packers, right? He only threw for like 100 yards. I just was wondering, was there a little veiled shot at Jalen? Because remember early in the season against the Chiefs?
Jalen threw for 101. And I remember Chris Jones was complaining about the fact that he threw.
Yeah.
And Jalen said, you know, shut up. We won the game.
If it wasn't Micah, I would not put the two things together. But Micah's kind of that guy that would take a little under-the-radar shot.
Well, I looked at it as a compliment to Jalen, to be honest, because he's right. Ain't too many cats winning that game, only throwing for 100 yards.
Totally. It's rare.
Yeah. And I get, you know, when you talk about Bryce and the fact that, you know, he's been somewhat up and down as a quarterback. But I don't look at I just look at it like, hey, man, you know, you're playing another guy who has won a game like that. Mm-hmm. That's a little scary. You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about how many times they actually drop back as opposed to, you know, the quick throws and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We're not going to throw the ball quick, but we do have the ability to score. Well, it looks like we got the ability to score a lot of points.
The other thing coming out of the Packers locker room, now this is, I've never heard an ACL injury described quite this way. So Tucker Kraft, the star tight end for the Packers, he's gone. ACL injury, out for the season. It's a big injury for them, and it certainly helps the Eagles in this game Monday. Did you hear how Romeo Doubs spoke about his teammate Tucker Kraft? Again, an ACL knee injury, which he will be pretty much fine for once he's recovered from the injury. Let's listen to Romeo Doubs describe his teammate here.
Wouldn't wish that, you know, just on, you know, one of our captains or even just your worst enemy. I don't wish that on any man. And, you know, Tucker is in a better place. But again, you just gotta Next question, please.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What happened now?
Tucker Kraft tore his ACL.
Wait a minute. He's
in a better place now, Hugh. He's in a better place.
Listen. I get it.
He also was wearing sunglasses, like as if he was crying.
I get it. He was talking, and he realized when he said he's in a better place, he was like, dog, he ain't dead. And you can't recut. Like, at that point, you just need to do a hard reset.
So is the Packers locker room that bad that the IR is a better place? He's out of here.
The fact that we've had some of the juiciest cuts this year come from their locker room, from delusional individuals.
They're goofy. They're goofy in that locker room.
Hey, it's not what he said. Hey, I feel like we can go undefeated. Boom. Lost.
Who's the Browns?
Lost. I feel, this ain't no trap game. Boom.
Lost.
Trap game.
Player hurts his knee. He's in a better place.
He said, wait. Okay, forget it. Let me just start. Stop asking me questions. That's when you just get mad and be like, why ask me that stupid ass question? Next question. Leave me alone.
Tucker Kraft in a better place with a knee injury. All right.
Better than this old crazy-ass locker room?
I think it was. And, you know, maybe a shot at the locker room. All right. We never got Andy's story of when he had to apologize. Dumbest thing he had to apologize for. Andy, what's up?
Yeah, sorry. My phone went jitterbug.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a list you can pull from. But I was at a party at my friend's house with my now ex-wife. And my friend had just started dating a new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're at the party. I walk into the kitchen, and there's my wife facing the sink, standing there. So I walk up behind her, and like a fast-pitch softball pitcher, full windmill windup, and smack that ass. She turns around, and it's my friend's girlfriend, who apparently looks exactly like my wife from behind. Nobody. I could not recover from that.
Andy, I feel your pain. That happened to me before.
Dude, what are you guys doing?
I had a hand, like, it was my ex-wife, too. Had a handful of her best friend's ass.
You thought it was your wife?
They look, like, from behind, they look alike.
Nobody believed me. And I was like. Nobody believed me.
Maybe, ground rule, keep your hands to yourself until you're at home so you're sure it's your wife there.
Yeah. That was funny.
It was horrifying.
I imagine that poor woman. I mean, like,
I've been there.
Oh, she loved it. Dude, I'm a cat. Her dreamboat docked that night. What are you talking about?
Maybe. Oh, Andy, great story, man. We appreciate it. That's a good one.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Dude,
what are you doing?
At the gym. Yeah, that
so you thought you were being real funny, and then it turned out.
No, yeah, because she just got done working out, and she was at the gym, and I smacked on the booty, and it was her friend, and her friend looked at me like, oh, I said, oh, I am so sorry. And then Simona walked out and she said, what are you doing? I said, I thought it was you. And she looked at me like, seriously? You know. Luckily, at that point, she understood the mistake.
Your wife did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the other person that maybe is less understanding.
A little bit. She was distraught.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are wild. George in Williamstown is up. Hey, George.
Hi.
Hey, George.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I think you should pay Harper.
You should.
Yeah. Because he puts butts in the seats.
So if we don't pay him, will less people go to the games?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's passionate. I mean, we're a blue collar area. I mean, how many butts has he put in the seats since he's been here?
He's put up quite a few. George, what if he says I want to play for the 50s until I'm pay for the Phillies until I'm 50? We just pay him.
No, you got to be logical. You know, give him like a 3-year extension.
Three years.
You don't want him going somewhere else and winning.
But he's under contract for 6 more years. Where is he going to go?
I don't know. You got teams are desperate.
No, but he's under contract for 6 more years. Like, he can't leave here for 6 more years.
And he has a no trade clause.
Oh, he has no trade clause. I still would pay him because, again, at least he stops whining and, you know, he's a fan favorite.
Well, yeah, he is a fan favorite, George. That I cannot disagree. George, what do you got for us? What's your story? Dumbest thing ever to apologize for?
There's some ways you can pull from, and most of my stories start with I was drunk the night before.
Yep.
And I was stationed overseas, and I went over to my buddy's house, left over, and I got a glass of milk, and I'm eating it. I mean, it's some of the best milk I've ever tasted. And I finish all the milk. My buddy and his girlfriend come down and says, you drank all that milk or you ate it? And I was like, yeah, it was really good. It was like, that was Tina's breast milk.
Oh, God. Oh, George, buddy.
I still can't live that down.
Well, that's a tough one. Yeah. You need to, really, the apology should have went to the baby, who's probably grown up now. But that George, that is a good story, man. We got you. You're in the mix. Just gets drunk and downs a bunch of breast milk. Who hasn't, right?
George. Who drinks milk nowadays, though?
Like, yeah,
well, grown-ups, you mean?
Not a milk guy.
Yeah,
I'm not a milk guy.
Besides babies.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, I mean.
He said it was the best. I mean, he enjoyed the milk, obviously. He drank it all.
I don't know any grown-ass person that drinks milk.
Well, you do.
You do?
Tucker,
yeah, Tucker. He's a milk drinker.
Tucker, when he was producer in the night, would
Tucker drinks milk
sometimes, gallon a night.
I don't believe that.
Oh, the guy would pound a half gallon like it was nobody's business. I'm not kidding. He's a milk guy.
He knows where it comes from, right?
I think everyone is pretty well aware at this point where milk comes from.
I don't want to spoil it for him, so I just leave it right.
I don't think you're spoiling anything.
Well, what
milk comes from cows?
Okay, I'm gonna leave it alone. Okay.
Do you think some people out there are listening or a little surprised at where milk comes from?
Well,
I think it's pretty well known.
I think there's some, like, when you actually see what milk is, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think, to be honest,
I don't think people really know. Like, you know, that's not the original color milk. That's the point I'm making.
I've milked a cow before.
And that's why you don't drink milk?
Well.
It can't help.
I just didn't anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
I ate cereal.
I do too.
With milk?
But I use like oat milk though.
Ew, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the oat.
No, you turn me on to the oat milk.
Or almond milk. Both could work.
Yeah, I don't fool with that almond milk. Yeah. But
that's not milk, guys.
Well, you know what it's better than? Doing what our last caller did and running downstairs and stealing all the breast milk.
That's a very low bar. There's a lot of things better than that.
Yeah, he drank it all too.
Whew, that was a tough one. All right, Big V, Matt Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's going on?
Big V, what's going on?
Oh, okay. First of all, listen, the whole Phillies thing, he did it wrong. I mean, he came out, he told the truth, but then he walked it back like a little girl, like a sissy. Like,
exactly.
He's running an organization. This is not stand-on business time.
It is stand-on business.
The guy is a professional.
If you're running an organization, you stand on business.
Yeah, you got to be ready for the fallout.
You guys are crazy. He has to put fires out. He's the CEO of an organization. This isn't stand on business.
Yes, it is stand on business because you're paying a lot of money for him to perform, and he's been underperforming just about his entire contract.
That's not true.
And now he wants an extension.
Hold on. I don't want to pay him, but he has not underperformed his whole contract. That's a little bit over the top.
He hasn't performed to his level. We're not even talking about going beyond that. We're not even talking about him being elite. He hasn't performed to his level.
Sure, yes. He's been basically the same player here as he was in Washington. Very good.
Yeah. No. He was good in Washington. He got here. He played one good year, and then he started to suck.
No, that's not true.
So powerful.
I mean, that's not true.
What? He hasn't
sucked here. Why can't we all see what's in front of us? He's been a very good player here.
Bryce Harper hasn't been very good here. No.
How would you describe his career as a Philly?
If he was Jalen, you'd be all over him. You'd be on him like a cheat.
I have a new realization. If you invoke Jalen Hurts into a conversation that is literally nothing about him, you've lost. Because you got nothing. What does Jalen Hurts have to do with Bryce Harper?
That's according to you, because Jalen Hurts gets more things for doing gets more bad press for doing things right than Harper does for the bad things he does, and everybody's remembering. Oh well, his first 2 years here, he was just great.
Again, he won a league MVP. He won a league MVP. That happened.
So did Jalen.
No, he did not. He did never won the league MVP.
Jalen won the Super Bowl MVP.
Again, that's a different thing, but sure. I mean,
okay. But here's the worst thing about it.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl MVP.
That Harper gets paid to be an
Joe
elite
Flacco
player.
Won a Super Bowl MVP. Larry Brown won a Super Bowl MVP. Can I keep going?
Go for it.
No, because then you're going to cut me off. You're going to tear
the Well, I'm just saying, like, the Super Bowl MVP is like.
That was TK.
Wonderful. Like, that's wonderful. He won a Super Bowl MVP. That's not a league MVP. They're different things.
Here's the thing with Harper, okay? We pay him to be an elite player because when we hope to get to those situations where the lights are the brightest and the hottest, he performs at that elite level. What has he done for the last 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, he's not been good enough. I mean, no. I,
like, Exactly.
But
exactly.
I don't. You're saying it as if I want to pay him. I don't want to pay him, but I also can. We can be reasonable and not pretend he hasn't been a really good Philly.
He's been a really good Philly, but what has he done for us lately?
He didn't have a great year this year.
Did you start this call by saying pay him?
I don't.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the simple fact that he hasn't performed enough. His bat hasn't warmed up
enough. Do you want to pay him?
You said pay him.
I didn't say pay him.
Yes, you did.
Pay him is stupid.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Paying Harper to apologize is stupid.
Well,
I
agree.
That's like with Kobe when he he brought that woman at
every time. Right. Stop it.
Let's take a deep breath here. Let's not do
we
that.
Said we weren't going.
Yeah,
we're
let's not do that one.
Okay.
Big V.
Okay.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever apologized for besides this phone call?
I'm not apologizing for this phone call.
You should.
The dumbest thing that I've ever done that I apologize for was I congratulated my friend on his wife being 3 months pregnant to find out that he was in Korea for 4 months.
Ooh.
Oh, my Lord.
That happened to me at the pregame show once.
Dude,
I remember.
Are all of these have happened to you?
You guys, what kind of lives do you people live?
What about you?
You remember that when I first got here.
You can relate to all of these. That's a problem.
I've done that. Remember we were at the pregame?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, when's the baby due? And she was like, I'm not pregnant. And after that, it wasn't nothing else for me to say. And Ike was sitting there too, right? And Ike was like, dog, what you doing? And I was like, hey, man.
What's the phrase you like to use? Doing too much?
I did way too much. The most. But because I mouthed it, I was like, when's the baby? And she was there with her man. And he was like, damn. He just kind of looked at me like, you're an idiot. But, I mean, hey. When stuff like that happens, man, you just got to kind of just stand there.
Well, you have to say, I'm sorry.
I mean, we way past I'm sorry. because basically.
That poor woman.
You called her fat.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you did in a very nice way.
And how do you walk that? Like, seriously. Since we're here, how do you walk that back?
Well, you can't.
No, you just got to sit in that one.
That's one of those you hope I never see this person again in the rest of my life.
I've seen them since.
Yeah, that's a shame. All right, 215-592-9494. Your call's coming up. You people, we'll get to you guys. And we're going to give away four packs of Flyer tickets. The best. We got some good. This is going to be tough to choose from. We've got some good answers. We'll take more phone calls. The dumbest thing you ever to apologize for. Hugh Douglas thinks the Flyers should apologize to Bryce Harper with more money. Plus, the Sixers may have had a scheduled loss, but it sounds like Donovan Mitchell was extra motivated yesterday. It's something Hugh Douglas can relate to. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. Check this out. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Soft with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this year. So head to get you some Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey at your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles and make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Too late.
Too late. It is too late. So at least a monetary apology.
This is a Justin Timberlake banger.
Not Justin Timberlake.
This ain't. Who is this?
Timbaland.
Justin Timberland?
No.
But who's singing this part?
I don't know.
Justin Timberlake, right? I think it's Justin Timberlake.
It did fit the show today.
Timbaland is a guy.
Oh, I know who Timbaland is, but I'm saying, did Justin Timberlake sing this song, though? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. You're on a roll with the music stuff, too. It happens. What are you going to do? This segment, of course, in this hour, and this show brought to you by Paramount Plus Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman Hugh from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount.
Ain't that the one Jerry Jones was in?
Landman, I think it is. Yes, yeah. He was acting, yes.
One Republic was the other guy.
One Republic. Okay.
So not Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Too late to apologize. Mm-hmm. It ain't never too. Well, I guess it is. I ain't apologize.
Yeah.
Well, you had to with that woman that you unfortunately.
Yeah, I smacked her on the butt. Bottom.
No, the other one you called pregnant.
Oh, the pregnant lady.
Yeah. You have a lot of these that have come up in the course of the
surprising amount of ones that Hugh could relate to.
I've embarrassed you. Are a problem. I've embarrassed quite a few people in my family a few times. Ain't apologizing.
And you still got plenty more in you. OG Wade is up next on WIP. OG! OG? OG going once. OG going twice. OG goes back on hold. Disaster. It happens. It's not great. I expected more at OG, a veteran of the station. Lou in Denver's up.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
I had to apologize 2 years ago. I was in Denver. One of my buddies was leaving Denver. He was moving to California. We went out late. I was drunk. Couldn't get an Uber home. Kept calling. Couldn't get one home. I fell asleep on the street. Woke up at 4 a.m. Had to call my wife. That was a good conversation.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had a drink, really. I had a couple beers here and there, but I haven't been drunk in 2 years. So, you know. There's some good out of it.
I mean, maybe it's for the best in the long term.
It sounds like, no disrespect to you, but it sounds like you probably needed to slow down.
Yeah.
You fall asleep on the street, dog. That's a lot.
And now I feel like my mental clarity is off the charts, best shape of my life, but there's no better feeling than knowing I'm better than all you people that drink. So.
Is that what it is? hey, you know what? What works? I'm okay with that. What works for you?
I like that.
If that works for you and that keeps you in a good place, in a good space, then God bless.
And you found a way out, a happy ending, unlike Hugh with the woman who, you know, he unfortunately called overweight by accident. That there's no happy ending.
You just got to wait for them to tell you, like, oh yeah, I'm 5 months pregnant.
I should have did that.
Yes.
But when they were talking about getting married, right? So I assume that was the reason why.
You know what that assume? What happens when you assume?
Make an ass. I do that all. I do that every day though. So.
Lou, what are you thinking on Bryce?
Yeah, man, this feels like when I hit a big parlay, which never happens. I did it like once, where $20 and you win like $1,000. Like, oh, I should have put more money on it. Dude, you got $330 million, dude. Just stop. And you have 6 years left, $144 million. That's about what he's worth, I would say. I just think like, and here's the other thing. Dombrowski was honest about every single player. He called out Trey Turner on the throw. He called out Strom for not practicing pitching.
Yeah, the PFPs.
Fielding.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was it wasn't like he was just calling Bryce out. So this will blow over. He'll be a Philly. If you want to extend him when it's like 3 years left and he's still playing well, okay, fine. But, and one more thing about the Packers. I'm going to be there in Lambeau on Monday night with my Brandon Graham jersey, Brandon Graham jersey. We're going to win. And I hope to God we do at least like 10 tush pushes.
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought it up, Lou.
I
would like they need to run the tush push extra on Monday night. Like anytime it's a third and one, fourth and one, anytime within the 3 yard line, like make them feel it because they were the biggest babies all offseason. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and it's a psychological advantage we have over them. And again, Sirianni doesn't get enough credit, and Hurts doesn't get enough credit for a play that people are trying to ban. It was so good. So we're winning this game. 27-20.
Love it, Lou, man. Enjoy Lambeau on Monday. So it does make you think, though. You know who I could see not handling a whole game of tush push as well? Micah. Micah's going to have a lot. Like, imagine what Lou says plays out. Eagles win 27-20. They run a bunch of tush pushes. Let's even say there could be one or two where maybe the Eagles jumped a little bit early and they miss it because that happens on the tush push. You think Micah's going to handle that well after the game, or is he going to have a lot of complaining to do?
Probably complain.
Yeah.
He's going to complain. I mean, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, he will not. He will not handle it well.
Didn't he like go for a ride on top of the pile the last time?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not his game. His game's not tush-push defense.
He'll complain about it a lot after, though.
He'll talk all week about how it should be illegal and all that stuff. OG Wade up on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing
today?
Hey,
OG. What are we thinking?
It was great seeing you guys yesterday,
you
man.
You too, man. You too, always.
And y'all do a hell of a job. I gotta give you credit on that, man. WIP is you know, high class, I should say that.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and you being part sometimes. Of it, man. Always.
Yeah. You guys, man, are very entertaining. This show is good. I just can't, you know, I'm being serious, though. You know, it was a little touching last night to see that turnout, you know what I mean? And the way that y'all put things together. But, let me get on this Bryce thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I think there's two things going on here. Bryce knows he's not done, but Bryce knows he's not going to be able to get another contract. He knows what his body is doing, and it's on a decline. I think Dombrowski did what he did, but sort of what Brandon Graham did when he came on and did what he did as far as bringing up the AJ, and he took one for the team. You know what I'm saying? I think Dombrowski's letting them know Bryce is not getting a deal. And there's why we're not giving him a new deal. But he had to make it public the way that he did it so that it don't get a backlash at him when he don't give Bryce the money. You know what I'm saying? I think the fans would have more enough time to look at this. If you look at the situation with Bryce right now, Bryce is in the same situation that Reddick was in with the Eagles. The Eagles didn't mind giving Reddick an extension, but they didn't want to give him the big money that he wanted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing, because the Eagles knew he was on the wrong side of 30. Bryce is on the wrong side of however old he is for that type of contract that he's asking for, on top of having six freaking years left.
Yep.
Six, can you imagine that? You got 6 years left on a deal, and you asking for another deal? I'm not mad at him for asking for it. But just because a person asked for it, you don't have to give it. And I know people say, well, he put butts in the seats and all that. Let me tell you something about Philadelphia. You put a product out there that's good enough to come and watch, them ass is going to be in them seats. You know,
always. It was like that before, bro. You're right.
Yeah.
It was like that before he got here, and it will be again. Like, when they're good, people will come out and watch. OG, we appreciate the phone call, and it was a great event last night. We appreciate everyone that came out, the Chickies of Pizza, the Travis Manion Foundation, and hung out. By the way, the age thing keeps coming up. It's not just the age, right? You can be great into your 30s. I mean, a lot of us want Schwarber back. He's basically the same age, right? It's how you're going to age. Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper are the same age. Like, I think it's like 5 months difference. Does anyone look at those two as the same athlete at this point? No, Aaron Judge is looks like he's got a lot left, and he's better anyway. And I don't know how much Bryce has left. Like, if Bryce was playing at Aaron Judge's level, Shohei Ohtani's level, I don't think I'd love the idea of tacking more years on. But
it'd be easy. It'd be easier to swallow.
Yeah, because you'd be like, all right, well, he's the best player, or you know, one of the few best players, and maybe there's still 5, 6, 7, 8 years left.
You could stomach that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. Again, Dombrowski can't say it because he's running the organization. But when he said, "I don't know if he'll get back to being elite," I feel the same way. I think a lot of people do. Like, we'll see if Bryce Harper gets back to being the player he was a couple years ago. All right, the Sixers last night, Hugh, tough night. We were watching some of it while we were at Chickies last night. Not that surprising in the spot, right? It's a back-to-back. They played in Chicago.
Hard to go back.
Scheduled
back,
loss,
man.
As someone once said, wisely.
It did feel to me like a scheduled loss last night. When I saw they had to be back-to-back in Cleveland, I was like, that's going to be a tough spot.
You know, they really should have won that Bulls game.
Of course, that's the problem.
That's the one, and the way you lost it was ridiculous.
Yeah, so they have some issues right now. I think Nurse is playing these guards too much. I mean, Maxey looked totally just no legs last night and the night before. Edgecombe had his first real bad game, which, you know, you're going to get with rookies sometimes. So it was a tough spot with all things together. But it also seems like Donovan Mitchell maybe a little extra motivated to you. I think you could relate to this. Let's hear Donovan Mitchell after the game last night, why he was a little more motivated to have a big night against the Sixers.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him too. I was like, wait, just wait. And he just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like, he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. So I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So wait a minute. I didn't see this was more to the story than I knew. So he let the person know it was Spider. Spider knew somebody was cooking him on NBA 2K. Mm-hmm.
He roasted him, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, a lot of times these kids are brutal. Because I can relate to that story because the other day I was hell diving.
You get cooked by kids online?
Well, no, like it's different because in hell divers, you know, it's a group of four. And so we're getting ready for extraction,
yeah,
right? right when we're getting ready to extract.
What are you extracting?
Well, you're leaving the planet. You know, minerals, you get all get all the stuff, and then you get ready you kill all the bugs, you do your assignments. You know, you gotta like get the oil, you gotta like blow up some bug holes or whatever.
Another day.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready to extract, and like everybody gets on the Pelican itself for one person, and then he just blows everybody up. That ain't right. Because then you lose all your stuff. You don't get the extraction or whatever. You don't get the extra points.
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, but it's kind of messed up. But okay. You got to kick that person out of the
But
park.
So the kids roast you?
Is that they do. Or if you're, like, a lot of times, if you're, like, if they, like, the kids like to call you trash, if you're not killing bugs or whatever, they will kick you out the party.
Really?
Take it very seriously.
Oh, listen. Like,
have you gotten kicked out before for not killing enough bugs?
I've gotten kicked out because, like, I guess, like, a lot of times if your connection drops and they're playing with their friends and they'll kick you out of the they'll kick you out of the party.
That's a shame, man.
Do they know who you are in this?
It's only a few people that I play with that I actually, you know, tell who I am when I held
out. It just would be amazing.
It is funny, yeah. Like, you just kicked out Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, like...
No, I mean, kids are brutal, man. And they do not care. And, like, some people... take gaming way too seriously.
Well, we know you. I mean, you take what the kids say very seriously. You won't even eat hot dogs, probably.
No, I don't eat the glizzies. Yeah. No, I don't. But I mean, some people take glizzies. I mean, they take glizzies and gaming way too serious.
People take glizzies seriously?
Yeah.
No one takes glizzies
seriously.
You're
the one that takes them seriously. I game
with some people we work with here. We game all the time. We hell dive together.
Do they talk trash on you?
No.
Oh, they usually care. That'd be an HR thing.
But see, no, usually, because shout out to Brandon, because usually Brandon carries me through hell divers.
Oh, he's good.
Because, no, Brandon has all the good weapons and stuff.
Oh, why don't you have those?
Because I don't play like that. Like, they're blowing up ships and stuff. So I just kind of run around and whatever they get, I kind of just, you
know.
So
you're basically like yourself.
You're riding
their
coattails.
Basically, I ride their coattails. I sit back. Wow. Every now and then, man, that's just how you got to hell dive. I like to kill my little bugs and stuff because they play them higher levels, man. They play them suicide missions.
Ooh.
See, I like to play the little hard to extreme missions, but they play the suicide missions where you drop in and it's like, It just gets the on and popping like right away.
It's above your pay grade, right there.
Yeah, a little bit. I gotta get me some more weapons and work on my stratagems and stuff.
All right, there's Hugh's Thursday night for everyone. All right, we check in with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You three are a train wreck.
Hey,
totally agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing said all day.
Yep. Looks like Al Davis Douglas made an early appearance today.
Al Davis Douglas.
Just win.
No, I'm telling you, I woke up this morning and I'm like, I think the Raiders win this one. I do.
Be an awful loss for Denver in their pursuit of a top seed.
Once you mentioned it, I think I'm with you.
I put Ashton Gentry plus 40. I think in plus 40 yard rushing.
What?
Plus 40.
Let's do it.
I'm officially fading Hugh on this.
Again, let's do it separately from the money line.
Oh, I did.
Okay,
I did. I did that, and I got Brock Bowers anytime touchdown.
Yep.
I didn't do a Geno Smith prop. I should have did that.
Well, he's kind of played bad this season.
Well, he threw for four tutties.
I know. He had one good game.
He got four tutties. I just want to say tutties.
You do. This is a segment for Hugh to say tutties. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I just feel like they're going to win tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
I got a feeling.
So we got no neck Douglas now. I guess that neck is finally catching up to that big-ass head. Damn.
I should have known. As
yeah, you should have never told you people about the neck issues.
No. Don't. Any of your insecurities, don't bring it up to you people.
Yeah.
They'll remember.
They'll get you. Yep. Hey, I have an idea. Stop talking about our star athletes.
Well, I got bad news for everyone.
That's what we do.
Really how the station was built. Yeah. That's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
While we're apologizing, do you guys want to apologize for Hugh's clues the other day?
No.
I do. On behalf of the city.
I agree. I feel some kind of way that since we had those clues, y'all ain't let me do it.
Nah. Again.
Somebody did comment, okay, this is officially the end of Hugh's clues. Like, it's done.
It's funny how y'all just knobs up.
We did commandeer the prize giveaway today, which I thought went well.
I think so, too. You ever feel sometimes people just need a break from something?
Yeah.
And I just felt.
We spared everyone from Hugh's clues today.
There was a guy at the bar last night that was asking about it. This one's gonna stick.
See, this is where like Joe's way better than me because Buddy wanted to litigate the Midwest thing at the bar last night. I'm like, dog, I'm not about to do that.
That's,
did that all day.
You know, think about how many people went to the bar of that night and were like, did you hear Hugh Douglas today talking about
that? It was definitely.
Like, a lot of people probably did that.
It was the talk of the
city. No, they wanted to, but I wouldn't engage.
No, not to you.
We apologize on behalf of the city.
I apologize.
Everybody. Nope. Yeah, no, it's okay. Joe and I will.
Yeah, we're apologizing for you.
Yep, we apologize for you. Guys, don't disrespect the 40 numbers. John Ritchie was 48.
Fullbacks are totally allowed
to wear 40.
Yeah, they are.
Defensive backs and wide receivers that are put in 48, it's a sign you can't play. I picked up on that very quickly.
Unless you're John Lynch, right?
John Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's safety.
Defensive back, though, you said.
No, I mean like
a corner
wide receiver.
Somebody who's supposed to be fast.
That's it.
Not a fast number.
Yeah,
yeah, fast.
Fullback's not supposed to be fast. It's a bruiser number.
Yeah, and I was, yeah, it's, I was bad.
Joe is not a bruiser.
Play specialty.
That mustache must be weighing down Kyle's brain.
It's a good one. I like that.
Yep. Kyle's dad. Okay. How can anyone take Kyle's sports take seriously after hearing Kyle's dad right there?
Kyle's dad is funny.
Yeah. I lost all credibility.
That
apparently.
One was a tough one for
the,
you.
The drinky is all time.
We lost you during that.
He's still 7 years old. Drinky.
By the way, you can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Sellersville Theater this Saturday, November 8th, with Eddie McGonigal and Tim Conniff. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. Let's see. Oh, just catching up. What's with Hugh today? And somebody responded, don't ask.
I hate y'all. I really do.
Don't ask. It's too much.
Hugh must have packed a bowl with all those tea leaves that he's reading.
I'm not a bowl packer.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I mean, love reading tea leaves, though.
Yeah, you do. People are questioning what those tea leaves are.
Like the loud.
We might have to come up with a bit where Hugh just predicts something just based on the tea leaves he's reading.
The tea leaves, yep.
Yeah.
Reading the tea leaves.
Yo, that garden gnome next to Joe is talking crazy today.
All right, then. That's a good one. I got you on that one.
You are particularly gnomish.
There's garden gnome vibes. Yeah. I'm seeing it. Yep.
Yeah.
One more. That's it. Joe back to Knights, Hugh back to Atlanta, and Kyle back into the abyss. I don't appreciate that. Do not appreciate that.
They definitely trying to get me out of the city after the Midwest.
Of the three of us, they only moved me hours. You guys,
we're out.
They told me to pack
a thousand miles away. I get to stay. They just want me out
you
of this spot.
To stay. You get to stay at WIP. Yep, that's good.
We do so well together, though.
See everybody.
I'll miss you guys.
I'm going back into the abyss. That's all from
you. See you in Atlanta. That's enough.
It's kind of warm down there, though. It ain't cold. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I like the weather the way it is right now.
I mean, it's all right.
Are you cold?
It's
like perfect.
Yeah, I like
this. Yesterday was perfect, I think. Yesterday was a perfect day.
I don't think I could do the hours.
A little less wind, but.
Oh, the morning hours used to do.
Do the morning hours no more.
Yeah, we barely get you awake for 10. I mean, 5 a.m. That feels like a lot. All right, so we have ourselves a giveaway. We actually have two of these to give away. So we're going to the Flyers game.
Yes, we are.
On December 3rd, midday show out to the Flyers, Flyers Sabres. Excited to see our guys. We got to officially decide who all our guys are before we go to the game. We got Zegras, right, who's had a heck of a start. We're a Bobby Brink show. We know that already. So we're just going to have to pick a guy. Big Shot Bob. He took it from Robert Horry. So we're going to the game, and we're excited to be there. So we have these four packs of tickets to give away today for you guys to come with us. So today we were looking for the dumbest reason you had to apologize. Hugh related to many of these today.
Way too many.
So what do we think were our best ones that we can choose from here?
So we had Andy accidentally grab a handful of his ex-girlfriend's ass.
It's a big one.
Thinking it was his wife or his girlfriend.
Yeah, which Hugh did it in the gym at one point.
Somebody accidentally drank breast milk.
That's just crazy.
Well, not just accidentally drank breast milk, all of the breast milk that was there.
Yeah, Big V exposed a cheating military wife. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Was that what that was?
That hurts.
That one.
Yeah,
that one. Let's see. The guy that got banged up and...
Oh, the Irish flu?
Yeah, to puke in the giant parking lot.
Yeah, you know what?
I did like that one.
I do like throwing up in a giant parking lot on a Sunday morning. That's
okay.
Yeah, so how about Gary with the Irish flu?
That'll be one. And how about, man, toasting the ex-girlfriend at a wedding?
Oh, that was a great
Getting the wrong name.
Cheers to you.
That's a life ruiner right there. All right, you're headed to the Flyers game. That was, he's from Doylestown, that one?
That was Mark.
Mark, okay. Yep. That was Mark in Delaware. All right.
And Gary in Doylestown.
Gary, there it is. There we go. Mark and Gary, you guys are headed to the Flyers game with us. All right, that's it for us tonight. You doubling down?
I am.
Raiders money line.
Raiders money line.
I'm fading Hugh tonight. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score. Hugh gave out a couple of those today he likes. I like R.J. Harvey in tonight's game. If that player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.